Hey Gators and sports fans, get all your Gator talk, news, analysis, and opinions on the Pod Up with Matthews in the Morning podcast. Find us on your favorite podcast platform or watch us on Facebook Live between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. every weekday. Pod Up, because we are Gator fans. So say, it's great to be a Florida Gator.
Good morning and welcome to a Wednesday edition of Pot Up with Matthews in the Morning from the Crime Prevention Security System Studios. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care. It's Wednesday. That means we got JC going to join us here in just a second on the Titan MR hotline. If you missed it, the Gator basketball game today against Ole Miss has been postponed, which is a good thing because it was going to be a forfeit until the SEC changed the rules back to last year's rules yesterday afternoon. We'll see what happens there, but got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Let's welcome in JC to the program. Okay. Good morning, JC. How are you?
Happy Wednesday. Happy week between Christmas and New Year's Day. I love this week during the year, last week of 2021. Getting ready to hit the road, QB, and go join the family in Dallas. The family. We're converging on Dallas for the semifinal game. And looking forward to seeing how that transpires. The weather should be very nice over there, with the exception of, I think, tomorrow might rain a little bit. But at any rate, we're getting close to semifinal games. We're kind of just finding our way through these other bowl games with all the distractions and so forth. And then of course, basketball is about to crank up with the SEC season here shortly. So, I mean, we thought we'd see Florida and Mississippi play, but maybe we'll see them down the road there, QB.
Yeah, before we jump into college football, we lost a legend yesterday. John Madden passed away at the age of 85. I don't know if he'd been sick or if it was a sudden thing or what happened, actually. But, JC, do you know this?
Yeah.
I might be the only human being in the world that has never played Madden.
No, that would be two of us.
The video. You never played Madden either?
I haven't. I've never played any video game except that thing with the lines and the ball that go back and forth, and it's a paddle, and it's tennis or something back in the 70s. I just don't waste time doing that stuff. It's not for me, but a lot of people love it. And, you know, certainly Madden was an innovator or inspiration for a lot of the gaming that happens today. And, you know, he was much more than that. I don't even think about the gaming side of his life. That's just his name on there. But what he did, you know, with the Oakland Raiders winning, I want to say 3 Super Bowls, if I'm not mistaken. And then, you know, the iconic duo of him and Pat Summerall as announcers for the NFL Today or the NFL games. And then, of course, moving on. I think he broadcast for every network. I think that's true. But I want to say, so he was an icon in the booth. He was a great coach, a very good coach. He dealt with Al Davis. You know, he coached Ken Stabler, Dave Casper, and all those great Raiders, Ted Hendricks, Jim Otto, Mark Van Egan. I mean, just so many great players, Cliff Branch, Jack Tatum. Gosh, you could go on and on for all those Raider teams that he was the head coach of. They were great. And, you know, the Immaculate Reception is part of his time as an NFL coach with that game against the Steelers when Jack Tatum hit that receiver and the ball ended up in Franco's hands and he went the whole way. So, you know, John Madden, another thing I found interesting is he wouldn't fly. He took a bus everywhere he went. He hated flying. And so he just took a bus. He was a real, real character and certainly will be missed. But, you know, at 85 QB, I would say – with that generation, with probably most men, that's the finish line. Everything else is bonus time, if you ask me.
Yep, no doubt about it. So, he will definitely be missed. We got a couple of Facebook Lives here brought to you by Meldon Law. We got a lot to talk about today, so we'll probably be jumping around from topic to topic. If you missed it yesterday in the bowl games, Auburn lost, Mississippi State lost, Louisville lost, and the West Virginia Mountaineers lost. The SEC has not won a bowl game.
0-4.
That really doesn't mean anything. doesn't really mean the four teams that have played are bad football teams.
Oh, listen, but if you talk to a UCF fan right now, the SEC is over. The Gus bus is really so funny. Hey. You never heard one thing from these UCF fans during the season when they were getting smoked, jacked around by everybody else. They come out and win a Gasparilla Bowl, and you'd think they were, well, they're the state champions now, right?
Yeah, well, I have no problem with UCF. They can talk all they want. They beat a very, very bad Florida Gator football team. And I've been saying since week four we were a bad football team. John says on Facebook Live he was really looking forward to the Holiday Bowl until UCLA pulled out 5 hours before kickoff. Would have been a fun one.
Ridiculous.
I want to go. I wanted to touch on this because it is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous what UCLA did. Okay, somebody needs to explain to not just me, but everybody around the world that they go to these bowl games 4 or 5 days in advance. Okay. These kids were at SeaWorld. These kids were at the San Diego Zoo. And then all of a sudden they can't play in the game the day of. Okay. Can somebody explain that to me? And not only, they are at the zoo. They are at SeaWorld with the general public as well. Okay? So it is ridiculous. And here's the other thing, JC. Every college football team has a minimum of about 120 kids on their team. Mm-hmm. Okay? You have 85 scholarships, and then you usually have roughly 35, 40 walk-ons. Okay? Yeah. Last time I checked, it takes 11 guys on each play to play in a football game. It bothers me that these teams are not playing, that these teams are canceling, because there are plenty of players on your roster that you can go play the damn game. If you're worried about getting your ass beat because these guys are not, don't accept the damn bid to the bowl game.
Well, I think exactly, which leads to the premise I had on Monday about how so I think many of these teams just don't want to play football. I mean, maybe that's not true.
Don't accept the bid.
Right. Well, I get it.
There are plenty of other teams that want to play.
Well, I agree with that. And, they're kind of weird out there, dude. I mean, let's face it. This is UCLA.
Well, this happened in Hawaii. This happened.
Right.
I salute the Sun Bowl is my new favorite bowl game. You know why? Yeah. Because they went and found somebody to come play Washington State. And Jim McElwain's Chippewas are going to make about $4.5 million, which is a huge amount of money for a program like Central Michigan. And they're going to play
Washington State
Friday.
Yeah, the Sun Bowl. Thank God. Thank God for Washington. Washington State gets to play football. They were begging somebody. They went publicly advertising their availability to play in a bowl game. So that goes counter to what I was saying about some of these teams not even wanting to play. They desperately wanted to play. They took the trip and they're waiting. And thankfully, Central Michigan is going to suit up and go get some money and go play some football. And I think, we need to hear from some of these people like Chip Kelly and people like this. I mean, I don't know if you heard anything from him, but I think they're all muted anyway. The people from the ivory towers of these schools that are just bailing out on these games are basically telling everybody, just don't talk about it. I mean, because I didn't hear. Did you hear Chip Kelly say anything about the fact that his team bailed 4 hours before kickoff? Did anybody say anything?
No, but his team was riding roller coasters at SeaWorld.
Right. So why don't we hear some accountability about this? Why is it that North Carolina State, who this poor school, I mean, they had to deal with the tragedy in the College World Series, which was ridiculous. Now they're dealing with a cross-country trip to San Diego, had a great time getting ready to play in the Holiday Bowl against the great UCLA Bruins. And, they're literally going to the stadium being told, okay, well, sorry, just like your baseball team, you guys are getting shafted due to this ridiculous situation.
Not only that, but think about all the fans that paid money to travel to these games. And here's the other thing, okay? I got a Facebook Live here. and it comes from Brandon. And he says, it is what it is, QB. Don't get so worked up over a game that doesn't mean anything. Okay, this is where I have a problem. And I am tired of people talking about that bowl game doesn't mean anything. It's a meaningless game. Okay, it is scheduled. They are keeping score. Last time I checked, when you play a sporting event, there's a winner and a loser. Okay, if you don't want to go play and have an opportunity to lose the game, then don't accept the bid. If you, it's the same way with the opt-out. That pisses me off too, because the more I think about it, JC, explain to me why, how the South Carolina, the Missouri game, the Samford game meant more to a Florida Gator football player than the Gasparilla Bowl. Can you explain that to me?
No.
Can you?
No.
Because they meant the same. When your team has no chance of winning a championship, Florida was out of going to Atlanta. The damn game doesn't mean anything, according to the so-called people out there. But they're keeping score. And you are a head coach, and you are on that team. And when you come back for your reunion, you're going to be part of a losing football team because the record does not lie. And that's what I do not understand, why people continue to say the bowl games are meaningless. Bull crap. The game week five, when you're sitting at 2-2 and you lose and you go 2-3, that game meant nothing then because you're not going anywhere. There is no difference in my opinion, and maybe I'm in the minority, but it is ridiculous.
No, you're not in the minority. No, hallelujah. I mean, hallelujah. You're not in the minority. You're absolutely right about all of that. Everything you just said was dead on point, because if we're not going to bother doing it, then why even attempt? It's just an excuse, QB, not to play. And as far as your premise of it not meaning anything, you know, Tulsa had in their bowl game, Tulsa had something like 25 or 26 or 7 seniors on that team. That was a senior laden team. Those players, and just about every one of them, knew that that was the very last time they would ever put on the pads and compete in a competitive football game. You don't think that game mattered to those kids that were playing in that bowl game, knowing that their college football careers from the age of 5 has now come to an end, and they got to at least experience that last opportunity. Those kids wanted to play. It doesn't matter how many folks turn on the TV or how many folks show up in the stadium, even though plenty did. The fact is, those kids had to play that game. It was their last chance, and I'm glad they had that chance, and the grown-ups didn't fail them like they're failing everybody else who's a senior who could have potentially played in his last game, knowing that that was his last attempt or last ability to play in a game in a competitive game with pads on. And it means something to these kids. ESPN wouldn't be writing checks if it didn't mean something, right? I mean, they just throw it on the CBS Sports Network or some vague channel, and nobody would watch it. But ESPN bought all the rights to these games, so it does mean something. And if you don't like it, you don't want to have to watch it, go play golf. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. It drives me crazy how people say there's too many bowl games, they're meaningless. I disagree 110%.
Why are they watching them?
Here's the other thing. We got a couple of Facebook Lives here brought to you by Meldon Law. Rick says, if I'm a walk-on who has a chance to play in that bowl game, that means everything. You're exactly right, Rick. And that's why, you know, I know the word was that UCLA's entire defensive line was out. Okay, they're out. Put in a backup offensive lineman and go play the game. The bottom line is you have 120-plus kids suiting up. Go find a way to play the damn football game. And it's just – it's ridiculous. What makes it more ridiculous is when they did it, and for a fact, they're okay to ride around in roller coasters and go play with Shamu at SeaWorld and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But right before the game, they can't. It irritates the hell out of me. Enough is enough. And,
it is something. I think it's more than what it is. I think it's BS. And I think the grown-ups are failing the kids. And I do think, though, that maybe there are some kids out there who just don't want to deal with it because they know they're coming back to play more football games. But for those kids that that know that this is the end of it, of their career, from what they've known since 5, 6 years old. It's a tragedy they don't get to play these final games when they were accepted a bid to play in these games, and somebody just decided, well, it's just not safe. My ass. You know what? You flew in a plane. You went out there. You did everything. You've done everything. Nobody's being hospitalized. Get out of here. Get out of here with this. And it's brutal. Until people start speaking up about it, it's not going to change, folks. We got to start changing the way we think.
Yeah. John says here on Facebook Live, Shane, interesting game today in the Alamo Bowl. Both teams, Oregon and Oklahoma, have coaches who went on to greener pastures. Which team do you think shows up to play? I would hope both of them show up. I mean, Oklahoma, they're going to have Coach Stoops on the sideline. I'm going to pull
for Oklahoma.
I could care less about Oregon.
Oklahoma.
But here's the thing again. That's another thing that bothers me, because when people talk about that team didn't want to play, okay, again, what people don't realize is every time you put a helmet on and the lights are turned on and they are keeping score in a game, everybody that's playing in college football's goal is to play in the National Football League. Well, your job interview, you have multiple job interviews, and it's always on tape, okay? So if you don't want to play and you're half-assing it and not giving 110% effort, you're basically throwing away your potential at your career.
So then you must have been driven crazy by the effort Mississippi State had last night in the Liberty Bowl.
Here's what Mississippi State did. Here's what happened to Mississippi State is Texas Tech whipped their tails in every facet of the game.
They didn't even try to block those guys, QB. I mean, that quarterback had no chance.
They did try. They only had like a 3- and 4-man rush. They couldn't block them. You got to tip your hat to Sonny Cumbie and Texas Tech because they outplayed them. And here's the other thing. Mississippi State couldn't get anybody open. They averaged throwing about 370 yards a game, and Texas Tech shut them down.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, Texas Tech's a nice little team. Mississippi State, to me, they're the same. It's just that night Texas Tech decided to play football, and to me, Mississippi State didn't. I mean, do you think that during the regular season that happened? I think it was just kind of an anomaly the way Mississippi State played. They're not that bad, but they play awful. And, yeah, you're right. That goes on their resume. But they also have 12 other games to put on their resume, too. But it's true that they just didn't. I just think that Texas Tech was showed up because they wanted to do it. And I'm not so sure if Mississippi State did. But it's too bad because it sure doesn't make a conference look good. It makes their school look bad. And it's inexcusable. I mean, Memphis is just a short bus trip away. And they did not seem they didn't seem to really have much interest. But Texas Tech did, and good for those kids and good for that school. And you know, they can point to this win as something to lead into the offseason and get themselves together. As far as that question about Oklahoma and Oregon, I think it's all about Oklahoma. Bob Stoops doesn't show up if he doesn't think he's going to get an effort. And they still have Caleb Williams. And Oregon's last time out on the field was an embarrassment. And I think Oklahoma just buries them. And I think that's what we'll see at the Alamo Bowl.
Danny asked here on Facebook Live, brought to you by Mental Law, why didn't UF practice more for the bowl game? I don't have the answer for that. Probably because you didn't have any coaches. They knew they were not going to be retained. They were out looking for jobs. And
They had other things to do. They had to take care of their occupational interests. They had business decisions to make. And a lot of these players, like Emory Jones and so forth, aren't going to be around much longer. So I guess that's the answer. You're right.
We got a couple of texts on the Titan MR text line. It says here, Gary says, tell JC nice Atlanta Braves hat you're wearing today.
Yes. Yes, you got to like those Bravies. I love it. I hope they signed Freddie Freeman. I don't know if they have yet or not. Maybe somebody knows. I don't think they have. QB, the updated bowl records last night, do you know the AAC, of which UCF is currently a member, went is 3-0.
And that's your Cincinnati Bearcats. Be careful, JC. Don't get nervous.
Well, that was I was just leading to that fact. It could be the year of the ACC. If I knew right now that Cincinnati was going to beat us, I would stay home. But, it just means more as 0-4. It kind of rhymes. But I think you're right. I think when the better teams hit the field, hopefully, they'll get some wins. I'd like to think that. Big 12 is 1-1. The Big 10 is 1-0. Conference USA 3-5. Mountain West is 5-1 in the bowl records. So don't worry. I don't think it's over for the SEC just yet.
No, I mean,
you got two teams in the Final Four.
There's only two teams that are legitimately good teams. You can throw Ole Miss
in there, I guess. Is good. Yeah, Mississippi is a fine team.
Do you think they're going to play hard? Do you think they're going to try to win?
I absolutely think they will, yeah.
Okay. I'm just, I think most
teams. It's a Sugar Bowl.
Anybody that doesn't try to win when they keep score needs to go ahead and hang up their cleats
and just sell
insurance. good. Here we go. Titan tomorrow hotline, or text line, I should say. Good morning, guys. Shane, I went to bed. What?
Nothing. I was just going to say, didn't I once send you insurance books one day when you thought about it?
Yeah. I'm just saying they don't need to be playing sports.
I agree.
Good morning, guys. Shane, I went to bed early last night. Did Mississippi State just get dominated by Texas Tech? Thank you. Yes, they got thoroughly dominated in every category. What surprised me is they couldn't move the football at all.
I know. It was surprising. It reminded me of the way they played against Mississippi. Couldn't catch, couldn't do anything offensively. And yet they played a game against Auburn when they couldn't go wrong offensively. It's just, consistency is something Mike Leach is going to have to hurry up and find at that school if he's going to be successful there. If they just want a 6 or 7 win team every year in Starkville, then why pay somebody $4 million? You could go find a Ron Zook out there somewhere and win 6 or 7 games. They didn't hire him to win 6 or 7 games, so they've got to find some means to be consistent. But that left a sour taste on the season, because it's too bad that the Mississippi game, the Egg Bowl, and then this one really kind of ruined what was trending to be a pretty decent year for Mississippi State, I thought, especially after that Auburn game. But that's it.
Chris says here on Facebook Live, brought to you by Mellon Law, I definitely see what you guys are saying, but do kids want to play in a game that they get blown out in, like our opt-out bowl last year versus Oklahoma? Look, we only had here's what the glaring difference showed last year. Our two best players that opted out, may have been three, but was Tony and Pitts, okay? Mm-hmm. They opted out of the bowl game. Well, they were first round draft. That allows your younger players and your backup players to get an opportunity to play. It goes to show the lack of talent that was on this roster. And I don't care if all your starters sit out. If you agree to go play in a damn game, go play and compete. That's all I can say. And if you get blown out, you get blown out. But compete. And that's the problem. I don't think we have a whole lot of competitors.
You talk about roster QB, and I've defended Dan Mullen with his record and so forth. But let's remember, Kyle Pitts and these guys, I think those were Jim McElwain's guys.
They were.
So let's just remember that Dan Mullen didn't build that roster. If anything, the roster has declined in value, if you will. Those players that we saw rack up all that yardage last year, those were Jim McElwain's guys, folks. Just try to keep that in perspective when you want to defend Dan Mullen and the job he did here. Yes, his record was good, and yes, maybe he did better with Jim McElwain's guys than Jim McElwain did, but what has happened to the roster now? I mean, Shane has been adamant. You've gone on and on, QB, about the lack of talent on this roster. I mean, you've been repeating yourself about this over and over again, and that has to lead back to the prior leadership that was here, and that's why you have to rebuild it.
Yep. We got a text on the Titan MR text line from Jason. He says, does Damian Pierce still have a year of COVID, year of eligibility left? He probably, I don't know if he does or not.
I don't either. Maybe he may have used it this year.
You gotta remember, he's a McElwain recruit, so I would think all of McElwain's guys have to have their eligibility done with, but I could be wrong. Let's see here. We got a bunch of Facebook lives here. I want to read some of these. Bubba says, Same thing happened to East Carolina with Boston College in the Military Bowl. The Eagles opted out just over 24 hours before the game, and I was headed up to Annapolis for the game. Let's see.
Virginia too. Their game, Virginia's game today or yesterday's was an opt-out.
Bubba says, great point. Former Leach QB Sonny Cumbie was the interim coach, and as now he's headed to Louisiana Tech. That's another thing, okay? People can talk about them not having a coach. None of the coaches are being retained at Texas Tech either. They have a new coach coming in. A bunch of their coaches are leaving. They played hard. So I think it's all how you approach it and whatever kind of competitive blood you got running through you.
True.
He says,
sure.
Everybody says Leach was out coached. He definitely was. He says opting out should not be an option. You accept a scholarship, you should play. Very good point. Yeah, very good point.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. You know, it's funny.
And then Brandon says again, regarding answering why UF didn't practice more, he says, because bowl games are meaningless. I think you can say regular season games are meaningless as well. Somebody needs to explain to me when Florida was sitting at, I don't even know what our record was, but when we played South Carolina, Missouri, and Samford, and even Florida State, how do those games mean any more than the bowl game? Can you explain that to me, JC?
No, you're looking at it too logically. you're looking at it too logically. That's true. And look, if it's on the schedule and they've got folks ready to host a football game, then go play it. Or, you know, as we see in the Fenway Bowl, which is in Boston, they're going to cancel it. Or, Boston College, they're also going to cancel their game. It just seems to me that some folks want to do it and some folks don't, QB. And I think there can be some commonality on those who are bailing. You hear you have UCLA and Hawaii. They bailed. Texas A&M.
Yeah, John says on Facebook Live here, I heard on another podcast that the Florida administration didn't want to play the bowl game and just move on to the Napier era. The players wanted to play the game. I don't know if that's true because you're missing out on a payday. And when you have a facility being built, you're going to accept the money. We were even thinking about playing in the Gator Bowl as well. So that is not true at all.
I can't imagine. What they should have said is, you're going to tell the folks in Tampa that they're not going to come down and play? Forget it. I don't think that's true either.
This is a great Facebook Live comment right here.
okay. Who is it?
I'm trying to figure out who's. I can't move the little thing. It's frozen up, but it says, listening to Mullen talk about being a competitor definitely got old after watching his team play every week.
I think he lost it. I mean, we all know he lost that team in the locker room or wherever. And
do you lose a team,
I don't
JT?
Know how. He just
I mean,
did.
Here's the other thing. That's another phrase that drives me crazy, too.
Does it?
I told you we weren't a very good football team. Whether he lost them or not, you can't win when you ain't very good.
But, QB, whether they are or aren't, they should be able to compete and win against Missouri, okay? And so, I don't know. Oh, they did compete with Samford. Okay, that's good to know. And then they couldn't compete with South Carolina very well for some reason. And I just can't accept that, QB. I mean, we're talking about South Carolina. Those kids just got beat.
That's why you're going to see a different roster, my friend.
Yeah.
And that's why you have a new coach.
Yeah, I know. And that's true. And a lot of those guys that he won with came from a different coach. But at least he was able to win with them. I just think that, it's been a bad couple of it's been a bad year. It's just call it a bad year and move on. Like I said on Monday, you've got to just put it behind. This season is over. Thank gosh. It's over. And you've got to go forward, and that's what they're going to do. I mean, I agree. I think the Napier era is here. It's going to be here for a very long time, and you're going to have new things to attract new players, and that's going to be very – it's going to make Gator fans happy, I think.
All right, I got a Facebook Live here from Tom, if I can get my deal to work here. Tom says, you've spoken about some guys don't show up to play in bowl games. I'm growing tired of some players trying to draw attention to themselves, not only with the flashy attire, but extended celebration. Do some players play outside their normal assignments to garner attention, make spectacular plays? Look, I have a serious problem with that as well, Tom. I've talked about it throughout the course of the year. Just do your job. I mean, you don't see the good football teams where they have individuals celebrate. It's okay to celebrate briefly among your teammates, but the individual celebrations and stuff have got to stop. We got a Facebook Live here from Chris. He says, maybe the commonality, JC, is that these teams that are opting out of bowl games, they have been advised by medical professionals who actually went to medical school and have their best interests of the players at heart.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think there's another motivation behind it, but I'm not going to keep that. I'm not going to mention that, but I think everybody knows what it is. You know, every school has medical professionals. Every school does. So, you know, it's funny that commonality in Los Angeles or San Diego, I should say, it's amazing how those medical professionals say, sure, go to SeaWorld and go bowling, do tug of war contests, and have a great time at Disneyland or whatever. But you know what? It's almost kickoff. You guys better head to the house. Yeah, those medical professionals forgot what they were doing before the game. I'm sorry. The hypocrisy is sickening to me. But, hey, you know, let them do what they want. It's fine. I don't give two rats you-know-whats about UCLA and the rest of them. I just feel bad for the kids.
That's all.
And the fans and everybody else. Turn your car, truck, and a rolling billboard for your business or brand with an eye-catching vehicle wrap from RapSpot. This December, mention promo code Shane, receive 13% off your vehicle wrap.
Let me say one more thing. I got one more thing about science, folks, since we're going to go there. You know, it's funny. If you can't question science, then it just turns into propaganda, okay? So if we're going to talk about science and it can't be questioned or challenged in some way or form because it's science, then it just turns into propaganda at that point, folks. And it turns into an agenda. And that's what I think we're really dealing with. But, you know, we've got to do some picks here, QB, because we've got some games coming up.
Yeah, hang on just one second. I just want to make a – Gator basketball is canceled. It's not a forfeit. As of yesterday morning, we were going to have to forfeit the game. But thank goodness the SEC went back to last year's protocol and let us postpone it.
Yeah.
And here's what's crazy is. My sources tell me that I think one of our players that tested positive is double vaccinated with the booster shot.
Whatever. He's not going to the hospital. I would be willing to bet he's just fine sitting in his house somewhere. All right, QB, you want to do some picks?
Yeah, I just Clay says, Happy New Year's, guys. Enjoy listening, y'all. We appreciate you listening.
Happy New Year.
Daniel
Clay
says, please tell me Billy won't allow the dancing on the sidelines during the game and all that. We don't know what Billy's going to do, but I will tell you this. We will have great discipline that we will. Okay. Peachland Dentistry, Gator Nation's number one choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte and surrounding areas. Visit them at peachlanddental.com. Yesterday, I went 2-2. JC went 1-3. Who we got today, JC?
Man, we've got the first game is Maryland and VPI. And Maryland is laying 3.5 to VPI. And this is called the Pinstripe Bowl in New York. Maryland laying 3.5. I'm going to take a VPI.
I'm surprised this game didn't get canceled.
Oh, yeah. How do you know it won't, QB? It's only 8:30. I mean, give it about an hour and a half.
Well, the only reason I say it is because I figured with it being played in New York, it would have already been canceled.
Absolutely. Well, listen, it's only 8:30, QB. By 12 o'clock, it'll probably be canceled.
I'll take the Terrapins.
You're going to go with Maryland laying the 3.5. Clemson laying 2.5 to Iowa State.
Who did you pick?
I took VPI. Clemson laying 2.5 to Iowa State.
Give me the Tigers.
That defense is, along with Georgia's this year, was the second highest, second best defense country. Oklahoma laying 6.5 to Oregon. I think we're both going to take the OKs there. And then tomorrow, I want to go through these real quick, QB, because it's tomorrow and I won't be here. Tennessee laying 6 to Purdue in the Music City Bowl in Nashville.
That's going to be a fun game to watch. Great offenses. I'm going to take Purdue getting – I think Tennessee wins it, but I think Purdue covers the spread.
All right. South Carolina, North Carolina in the Mayo Bowl, and they've said that the winner is going to be dunked in mayonnaise.
That would be great, wouldn't it? Oh, misery.
North Carolina minus 9.5 to South Carolina.
Oh, I'll take South Carolina getting the points.
Oh, you really – you know, I'm rooting for them, but, gosh, it's hard to – pick them, but that.
I mean, I think North Carolina's going to win the game, but they can win by a touchdown.
Well, I'm going to take North Carolina winning by 10. All right, Michigan State laying 2.5 to Pittsburgh in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. Both teams missing their best players for obvious reasons: Kenny Pickett and Kenneth Davis. Michigan State laying 2.5.
I think Pat Narduzzi's a really good coach, so I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Okay, I'll take them as well. I like the. 2.5 points. And then finally, Wisconsin is playing Wisconsin's playing Arizona State in the Las Vegas Bowl. State's catching 6 points in this game against Wisconsin. I'm going to take Arizona State with the points.
I like Wisconsin.
Now, QB, on Friday when I get back, you realize that'll be New Year's Eve and we'll have the two semifinal games and a couple of other ones. And then, of course, we'll have all of the New Year's Day bowls on Saturday. So on Friday, we need to do all those games.
Okay. There was one thing I wanted to bring up, JC, real quick. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get your thoughts on the NFL changing their COVID protocol. What do you think about that? Because they've changed it now to if you test positive, whether you really have it or not, you only have to sit out 5 days. Is that correct?
Well, there was something about the vaccination status too. If you're vaccinated, you have less downtime, I would guess, as opposed to being unvaccinated.
I think Carson Wentz only has to sit out 5 days.
Right, I saw that too. So the Colts are
I don't like to get into all this COVID stuff, but it makes no sense to me, you know, because he's not vaccinated.
Right.
So people are so many Colt people are upset with him because he tested positive. Well, there's people on the Colts that are vaccinated that have tested positive.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. So listen, if he's asymptomatic, I mean, this is going to piss off some of our viewers, I'm sure. But to me, if you're asymptomatic, you're not sick. And I think that, I mean, if that were the case, we'd be walking around the world with no one going outside because you don't know what someone's carrying if they're asymptomatic. So you're still going to go out. I would say that he's going to play. And I'd say a lot of that has to do with the fact that the Colts are trying to win a division and trying to get their seating straightened out for the playoffs. And he'll play in this game unless he's really, really, really sick. And if that's the case, you won't see him. But if he's walking around like I am, how do I know I don't have it? I don't care. But I'm just saying, if you're asymptomatic, you're not sick. That's it. I don't care if Fauci agrees with me or not. I will say this for Fauci. Good job. You got paid because he's getting the second highest governmental pension in history at $350,000 for an employee like that. Way to go.
Yeah, Lauren says he needs COVID to end so he can start making some money. I have a feeling COVID ain't going anywhere. That's the problem. We got to deal with it.
Yeah, and same with the seasonal flu, folks. It's not going anywhere either. I got vaccinated for that too, by the way. 4 strands. So, anyway.
All right. Well, hopefully you don't get sick, JC. Be safe.
That's why I did it. Wash your hands. Thank you, guys. I will.
JC. Join us on the Titan Number Hotline. We're going to take a timeout. Dang, the time went by fast. You're watching and listening to Pot Up with Matthews in the Morning.
We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, won't back down. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. QC Kinetics. Live pain-free with QC Kinetics. Great Clips. It's going to be great. Our Gridiron sponsors are Auto ER, UF Bookstores, Celebration Point Town Center, South State Bank, Chris Doring Mortgage, Silverback Concrete Co. Some of our touchdown sponsors are K Campus USA Credit Union, Adams Rib Company, Doreen Wiebe Realtor, Caldwell Banker, M.M. Parish, Gator Domino's, Celebrate Primary Care, Gator Bait Media, Rap Spot, Okito America, Gators Dockside, Style Cuts, Big Mills Cheesesteaks. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button. Again, thank you to all the great businesses that support the show. If you like what we are doing here, make sure you follow us and support the businesses that support us.
Hi, Steve Spurrier here. You know, making a reservation at my restaurant is easier than a Saturday afternoon homecoming game against Vandy. You don't have to call or email. Just go to Spurriers.com, hit the reservation button, pick a date, number of guests, and a time. It's so simple, I can do it. In fact, I just did. Maybe I'll see you tonight.
Welcome back to the Crime Prevention Security System Studios. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care. At South State Bank, we understand that small businesses need a community business partner that they can rely on. South State has four convenient Alachua County locations. South State Bank, banking forward, member FDIC. Appreciate JC joining us on the Titan MR text line. Titan MR hotline. The text line here is from Jason. He says, if one of these playoff games gets canceled, I think it's really going to hit the fan. Then I think something will be done to change this garbage. Look, I don't get into the politics or whatever. All I know is it is ridiculous for the games to be canceled. First of all, it's ridiculous for a team to accept a bowl bid, go there, and not want to play the game. The second, and this is just my opinion, for a game to be canceled because some guys, X amount of players on your team test positive. Okay, that's fine. You have 120-something guys suiting up to play a football game. Go play it. I don't care if your entire offensive line is out. You have other bodies that you can put there. It makes no sense to me. This has nothing to do with politics because I don't get into politics. I don't talk politics. I'm just stating facts. The facts are if this was basketball where you only suit up 15 and 10 of you, 9 of your guys are out, you don't have enough guys to have a real basketball game. Okay. But in football, you take 120 to 130 kids on these bowl trips. If you get your ass beat because a lot of your starters are out, what's the difference of them opting out? Play the game is all I'm saying. If you disagree with me, shoot me a Facebook Live because I'm just telling you that there's no reason a college football team should not play in their games unless all 140 kids test positive. Okay, then you don't have enough guys. But if you have 11 to 22 of them, they can play, go play. And I'm so tired of people talking about meaningless games. If they're meaningless games, kids should be sitting out during the regular season too. Jerry says on Facebook Live, QB, is there a contract signed between the bowl game and the teams invited? If so, the bowl committee fine the team that withdraws with no reason, just because I don't really know the answer to that. I just know that it's ridiculous. In my opinion, and I'm going on what UCLA just did. It was totally ridiculous because it's fact. They were at SeaWorld and the zoo the previous 2 days. And for them to cancel because some of their defensive line or their entire defensive line, okay, play without a defensive line. Put backup linebackers in there at defensive line. Go play the game. John says, Shane has done a great job of keeping politics out of this show, but at some point you call it out. Look, this has nothing to do with politics. It's about common sense. Like I said, if the entire team is affected, then you have nobody to play with. But again, football teams have 130-plus that suit up for bowl games. It's a reward for your entire team, your walk-ons, everybody. There are plenty of people that can play in the game. And if you go get beat, you get beat. It's embarrassing to me and it bothers me because there's a lot of opportunities for kids that will never, ever put a uniform on again to have an opportunity to play in a game. And whether you win or lose, that's not the fact. They're going to go play hard. those kids will go play hard. I can promise you that, because that's what walk-ons or backups usually do. If you missed it, we had the passing of John Madden at the age of 85. Never played his video game. Maybe I'll play it one day. My kids never had video games either. So Gator Hoops are canceled. I don't know when that game will be rescheduled. Thank goodness that they changed the policy, or we're going to have to give up a loss. So we shall see. I'm so tired of people talking about meaningless bowl games. I don't think they're meaningless at all. I can promise you there are a ton of 6-6, or even last year how we had 5-7 teams go to bowl games. Let them go play. You don't want to play and you're 9-3 or whatever, don't go play. When will you know if you will be full-time radio broadcast next season? I am a fan. If you take it, always enjoy your opinions. I guess they'll let me know next year. Not really sure. Mary Helen says, yes, common sense. We need to find common sense. Well, I don't know all the answer. I just know that in football, you got a ton of kids that can play. Go play. And hopefully none of the games this afternoon and this evening get canceled. Very upset. I know Dave Dorn personally, the head coach at NC State. His team had an opportunity to win 10 games, which I'm not sure when the last time NC State or if that's ever been done at that school. And it's a shame that they didn't get an opportunity to play. As we stated earlier, Oklahoma and Oregon play this evening. At 2:00, Maryland and Virginia Tech play in New York at Yankee Stadium. Clemson and Iowa State play today. The one other game at Fenway Park was canceled between Virginia and SMU. So that's where we stand right now. I'm curious if you listeners enjoy watching the bowl games. I love bowl season. I don't care who's playing. I don't care if it's the Bahamas Bowl. I watch them all. Brandon says, not if you were about to make life-changing money. I guess he's talking about referring for guys sitting out. Look, if you're a first-round pick, that's a different story. We have a first-round pick for the Gators that played in the game. Kyer Elam, okay? You also can remember that if you have a great bowl game, can that increase your stock in the upcoming draft? Absolutely it can. Can you be injured? Yes, you can be injured. You can be injured driving down I-75. You can be injured when you go to the Senior Bowl. So you can be injured when you're playing Week 5 against South Carolina. There's always a risk. And I don't understand it. And maybe I'm in the minority. And probably always will be, because things have changed. Andy asked here, Shane, did you ever get a chance to chat with Billy Napier when you were in Tampa? I did not. We missed each other. Usually I get to see the administrators and folks during the game up in the press area. But at Raymond James, the press area is on one side, and then like the AD box and all that stuff is on the other side. So, no, I did not get to see him. Marissa asked, I don't remember any bowl games getting canceled. Yeah, there were a bunch of bowl games canceled last year due to COVID. John, I did not communicate with Billy yet. I will eventually. They're busy right now. I probably won't go try to meet with him or introduce myself to him till bowl recruiting season's over. Joseph said, that's the problem with it all. The schools won't need the money. Gummit, these things keep disappearing on me. But I think Lauren says, first-round picks play when we were in school, Shane. What changed? It's a great point, Lauren. Have no idea. No idea. I just the days of caring about your team, your team's record, you know, that's one thing that I will always agree with Coach Spurrier. I agree with a lot of things he says. But you can't take money to the grave, but you can take championships to the grave. And your record is what you are. And there's nothing worse than looking in the record books, whether you're a coach or player, and say, I played on a 4-8 team or a 6-7 team. much better to look back and say I was on a 9-3 or 10-2 or 11-1 team. Those are things that you will always, always be remembered by. All right, we got a couple Facebook lives here before we get out of here. Maybe I need a new computer here. Devin says, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson played and had his best game in a bowl and moved his draft stock up with a heck of a game and two picks. Exactly. You're exactly right. John says, any chance Napier comes on the show? I know you've had Sully and Walton on. I'll talk to Billy. I mean, obviously, he's got bigger fish to fry right now, but we'll see if we can get him on maybe in the summertime. Rick says, did you see AR-15 TV ad for a car dealer? Yeah, he does do commercials for a car dealership here in town, part of his NIL deal. Jason Posey says, sadly, loss of pride is what has changed. There's no question about that. So we shall see. Chris Doring Mortgage, they do mortgage lending right, helping home buyers throughout Gainesville and North Central Florida. Call Chris Doring Mortgage today at 352-244-0840. A lot of discussion today about the bowl games, opting out, canceling, things of that nature. My only point of this whole deal is it's not who's right, who's wrong, political, whatever. My point is it makes absolutely no sense that when you go to a bowl trip, you are there 3 or 4 days, you are doing team activities, you are in the general public, you are at the SeaWorld, you are at the zoo, you are at this establishment, and then you have 135 players and 10 test positive and you cancel the game. Makes no sense. You have plenty of people to go play the game. Go play the game because you put too many fans, too many other people have spent tons of money to get buy tickets to go travel across the country or wherever this event is for the game to be canceled. It makes no sense to me, and UCLA should be ashamed of themselves. Elijah wants to know, when are you coming down to Mississippi? Play some golf at the Dancing Rabbit Golf Club, one of the best golf courses you'll ever play. Two of them, by the way. I'll be there in April, big. Be there in April for sure. All right, folks. Hope you enjoyed today's program. We had a lot of people chiming in. I appreciate y'all chiming in on this stuff. Enjoy the games today. We'll have Brent Beer here tomorrow, get his thoughts on all these bowl games and what's going on. Hopefully, let's keep our fingers crossed for the 4-team playoff that nothing happens. I don't see anything happening to those teams. And that will be Friday afternoon and Friday evening. Thank you for tuning in. Today's show is a wrap, brought to you by WrapSpot. See you tomorrow.
We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, won't back down. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. QC Kinetics, live pain-free with QC Kinetics. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Our Gridiron sponsors are Auto ER, UF Bookstores, Celebration Point Town Center, South State Bank, Chris Doring Mortgage, Silverback Concrete Co. Some of our touchdown sponsors are MB Listing, McDonald's of Gainesville, My IT Masters, Gainesville Neon and Signs, 84 Lumber, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Avera and Smith, Dowling Signs, Baker's Sporting Goods, Ruse Ogra Agent, State Farm Insurance, Silver Q Billiards and Sports Bar. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button. Again, thank you to all the great businesses that support the show. If you like what we are doing here, make sure you follow us and support the businesses that support us.